to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about action over motivation. Action over motivation. So I provide motivational content. I try my best to help people recognize their strengths and recognize their potential. And there are many people out there that do that in different formats. Some do it through podcasts, blogs. Some people go around the world and speak, or some people put out products or provide services. And that's all well and good, because when I was younger, I wished there was somebody there to tell me and to that I had access to the information, instant access to the information that would give me motivation to push myself. Well, that's the thing now. We have so much access to it that we take advantage of it. So it's like people will listen to motivational and inspirational speeches in the morning, or they'll read a blog or look through social media and find some motivational content, and you feel good for the moment. You think you can take on the world and everything's going to work out positive. But what happens when that becomes like an addiction? It becomes an addiction that you like to read this stuff, you like the feeling that it gives you, but you don't take action, or you take a small amount of action. Technically, we should be taking more action than we take in motivation. Motivation, it should be a catalyst to push you to your dreams and your goals. But for some of us, and me included, I've been this way where I love reading motivational content and I like seeing positive things happen. But then what am I doing to make it happen in my life? Because that's what it's there for. It's not for you to consume it and, you know, encourage other people. But yet it's there so you can help encourage yourself, because as you can see, there's not always going to be anyone around you to be your cheerleader. You have to be your own cheerleader. So you have to motivate yourself. But what happens is we tend to read more and consume more motivation than we do taking action. So remember, you have to take action. It's like motivation can be a drug, so to speak. You keep consuming it and consuming it and consuming it, but you're not doing anything afterwards to get better. And what do you have to do afterwards to get better? Take action. Take lots of action. But take it, of course, I say start off in small steps, because when you take too much action, you tend to burn out or you think it's not going to work. But take it step by step is what I mean. Be consistent with it. Stay persistent. How do you take action? You have to get together everything that contributes to it, like your focus, your discipline, your dedication, consistency. All of those things are needed to take action. But at some point, you have to stop consuming the motivational and inspirational content and take more action. So today I encourage you, it's okay, because sometimes you need that hit. You need that, you know, that punch in the face in the morning where, you know, you can get up and do it and, you know, do your best today. You have unlimited potential and you need that. But what happens is we consume a little too much and we don't take enough action. So let's try to switch that equation around. Let's flip it. Let's focus on taking a little more action, but you only need a little bit of motivation to get you going. We all know what we can do. And yes, sometimes it's great that we hear it from another source, but at some point you have to start. Some point you have to get out there and put your feet to the ground. And of course, it's not going to always work out the first time you do it, but you have to go back, recalibrate, reset, and keep going. Even if you fail, like I've always said, failing is just another word for learning. Now you know what not to do. Now you know what to do, so you can keep going. But let's try to do a little bit more in taking action and not so much motivation. Do your motivation. If you need to read that book in the morning or you need to listen to that podcast every other day, do it. But don't sit and consume 5 hours worth of motivational content and then do 30 minutes worth of taking action and then do whatever else the rest of the day. Let's flip that. All right? So today, focus more on what you can do, and let's see what happens when you turn down your motivational content and you turn up the action. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's G-O-A-L-D-E-N. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.